Yes, it's a phenomenal decision by the Dutch court. It's holding Shell accountable for the actions of its subsidiary and the mother company in the Netherlands for oil pollution and the impact it had on local communities and farmers in Nigeria. This is a landmark decision that will have an impact on Shell in the future and on other multinationals, both in the Netherlands and in Europe.
Donald, how significant is this ruling, particularly when this has been ongoing for some years now?
Yes, we have been fighting this legal battle for more than 13 years. So I'm enormously proud of the farmers in Nigeria that resisted the option of accepting a financial compensation from Shell, but made this an issue of principle and therefore won this case. The first impact will be that Shell will need to financially compensate the farmers whose lives have been ruined by oil leakages by Shell. And the second is that this will have an impact on decisions by multinationals, Dutch multinationals, that act globally. This message from the court is very clear. Multinationals cannot continue acting with impunity in their business dealings in developing countries.
Some people are suggesting that the ruling also signifies that perhaps the lives of the Dutch is as important as the life of a Nigerian. Is this how your organization sees this?
Yes. This is the core of the ruling. In the past, Dutch multinationals could act with, could tread the rights of people in developing countries, in this case in Nigeria, with impunity, without fearing any consequence. And the message of this court ruling is that the lives of Nigerians are of equal value to the lives of Dutch people. What Shell has done in Nigeria in the past decades would have been impossible in the Netherlands. Through their pollution, 16,000 children die annually because of the pollution. People live 10 years shorter in the Ogoni region than the rest of Nigeria, all because of the pollution. And this now has to end. Nigerian citizens, Nigerian people now are equal to Dutch people.
Donald, some people that I spoke with are of the view that this could affect the fortunes of multinational companies that are originally based in Netherlands and beyond, and that Nigerians could also be faced with investors trying not to invest in the country as a result of this ruling. Is that how you see this ruling?
People can continue to invest in Nigeria and the rest of the developing world, but they should recognize basic human rights and environmental norms. We all know that it's possible to do business while recognizing human rights and environmental norms, but now multinationals will be forced to do that or face the courts in their countries of where they're based.
So where does this leave the Friends of the Earth organization following this ruling that some see as a wind in your sails?
And I'm enormously proud of my organization. We have been fighting this battle for 13 years. Only the legal costs have been 1 million euro. But we have continued to fight this battle, even though it has been very difficult at times. And it proves that the value of an environmental organization, of NGOs, not only for achieving impact in our own countries, but in strengthening the bonds between peoples all over the globe, because this is really work that reinforces the bond between Nigerian people and Dutch people.